Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 27th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we have prepared this message and now share it from our home in here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, USA. Today's message is simply titled, Forever. And the scripture text is a familiar portion from the Bible in Psalm 23, verse 6.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Yesterday, following our church service, we made a pastoral visit to an older man in our church who has been in the hospital for some time. Brooksine and I enjoy making hospital visits together and have found some of our most spiritually fulfilling ministry in hospital visitation.
We wrote about Bob 2 weeks ago. He came to the Lord at 70 years of age. Prior to that, Bob had virtually no spiritual interest or training. So for the last 12 years, he has been learning the songs and scripture verses that many of us who grew up in church have known from early childhood.
Brooksine sang the time honored him. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Following our time of sharing, right after she sang the last line, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Bob looked at her with a quizzical look on his face. He earnestly asked her, how do you memorize all that? Of course, in most cases, she has done so through familiarity and repetition, rather than a purposeful attempt to commit a song to memory. That's the way it is with a lot of music.
We then began to recite the 23rd Psalm, intending to simply quote this endearing and comforting passage of Scripture for Bob's hearing. But as we spoke the words, "The Lord is my shepherd," Bob voluntarily repeated those words. We then quoted, "I shall not want," and Bob again repeated this phrase. To the very end of this Psalm, Bob joined us by repeating phrase by phrase the 23rd Psalm. When we got to the last line, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord, well, Stephen and I both paused, confident that Bob would know the last word of the psalm. What a joyous blessing to see his eyes brighten and the smile cross his face as he confidently proclaimed the final word, forever, even before we could say it.
Forever is the final word throughout this psalm, but it is also all throughout Scripture and written often throughout Revelation. When describing praise toward God throughout eternity, John describes two heavenly scenes where the Lamb of God is receiving never-ending praise. The first vision is God's creatures in heaven and on earth joining their voices in a mighty chorus as they sang, and I quote from Revelation 5, verse 13, "Blessing and honor and glory and power belong to the one sitting on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. In another vision John writes about is when the angels, elders, and four living beings fell face down before the throne and worshiped God, saying, and I quote again, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God
forever and ever.
Amen." And that's from Revelation 7, verse 12.
Let's pray together. Father, what a glorious blessing it is that goodness and mercy are not a one-time bestowment from your generous hand, but you continually impart these undeserved blessings to me as you guide me along the right path. Even in the midst of dark valleys and treacherous storms, your hand stays me as you turn destruction and ruin to restoration and renewed hope. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. What a wonderful psalm it is, and many of us have known it and loved it for years, but just a fresh aspect, I'm sure, Brooksine, I will always remember from our visit yesterday. Well, it is a joy to share with you today. We have additional material today that you may find interesting on our website at www.dailyencouragement.net. If you go to the site today, the 27th of November, it'll be right there on the site. If you're listening to this message after the 27th, just use the previous message function or the archives to get to the message dated the November 27th, 2006. And we have a link up to a book that we recommend today that is such a blessing, called A Shepherd Looks at the 23rd Psalm. And kind of a powerful perspective that Philip Keller shares in a book. It's not a newer book by any means, but a powerful message. Also was able to find a link up today to the song that Brooksine sang, obviously a cappella, around a hospital bed. Jesus, Jesus. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. And it's really a nice version of it that I found, and it sounds like it's a full version as well. A group called the Grace Bridge Band. Well, we don't have any photos up today on the site. We hope to begin again to replenish your photo assortment as we move into the winter season right now, get some snow, which we haven't had yet. But it is a joy to share with you today, and may you have confidence that you also will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.